some men have walked this earth, whether they're artists, scientists, thinkers, philosophers, masons, singers, some men have walked the earth. Babyface and Toni Braxton hurt here. Beautiful song, if you ask. By the way, this album won a Grammy. Yeah, this particular album won a Grammy. Okay, so welcome to the show. The sun rises here. My name's Joyce. This morning, I woke up from a vision, and the vision just took my mind right back to what happened on radio yesterday with the gentleman who called the show yesterday and said that women have advantage over men. One of the reasons he raised, or one of the points he raised, was that, you know, the woman is not allowed to do the night shift. And then he said, well, if he was on night shift with her, he would rape her. He will drug her and rape her. And so I think it's necessary that I highlight something. So this is what the order should be, that you think about something and that your conscience judges you, and then you reevaluate that thought before you even at least act on it. So meaning that once your conscience pricks you, then what you do is you reevaluate the thought. So you readjust it because there is, say, a latent code of good, or what good should look like, or what good is, so that you readjust your thought to fit into the good code, or say the framework of what good should be in your being before you act, meaning that your conscience and the coding in your conscience influences your actions. So it would adjust your thought that brings about action. So what I think didn't happen yesterday, or something that was absent yesterday, was a man who was so frighteningly unaware. So unaware to the degree to which he made boast of something, and nothing inside of him told him that that position was evil. He just thought, you know, and he said, well... And he goes on to say something like, well, it's the truth, or it's expected, or something. And nothing inside of him said, well, there's something wrong with you. First of all, the thought is wrong. The concept is vile or evil. And then he just could not necessarily see himself in that position and make a judgment. He only saw himself in a position of dominance, and, you know, in a situation where he will take advantage of, quote unquote, someone he believes to be weak. And if he has the advantage, he'll take it. So I think I want to say to you, at least off the vision I had this morning, that you must strive with every fiber of your being, all the days of your life, to not be ordinary. To not be so blatantly idiotic and evil. And this is more like a general statement. I think our destinies, partly that which chosen for us, partly that which we choose for ourselves. So in the event that there are things that you cannot change, or a cause you cannot alter, or maybe redesign, there are things that you can do. And it's that you fight with all of your life to not be ordinary, to not be viciously idiotic, to not allow yourself be evil, to not allow yourself be a conduit for evil. And it's not necessarily that you should care about what I say as much as it is that you should judge yourself. As there is night and day and the order of things, and it would mean that even human actions will be ordered by judgment. So whether it's judgment today or judgment tomorrow, that we're careful enough to not be the reason that there is evil in this world, because we can't escape that condemnation. Nothing will help us escape it. And the illusion of being imperfect, God in heaven, that thing, you know, that thing, that a man would know what to do, but choose to do against that which he knows, and then claims to be imperfect. It is as comical as it is stupid, really. It is as comical as it is stupid. So I hope that all men would hold himself accountable, like all men, women hold themselves accountable. Yeah, that, you know, I hold myself accountable, you hold yourself accountable. Yeah, I needed to say that and to also tell you the sunny side is here. The sun rises here. Nigeria Info, welcome to radio. Confessions Thursday. Welcome. When you call in, you do not say your names. About the stories of our lives, the past, the present, and maybe a predetermined future. Yeah. Well, I don't know whether. I mean, of course, a part of future is predetermined, and then a part of it is self-determined. Then we should really talk about, are we free beings again? Have we spoken about that before on Lords of Logic? I really think we should. I think right now I have come to the knowing that it's part destined, part self-determined. Well, that's on Confessions Thursday, you kind of get what I mean. You know how it is where you did something yesterday and that thing you did yesterday will affect tomorrow. Yeah. Confessions Thursday, regrets, pain, sadness, the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, are you the one who lives in denial? Are you one who lives... It occurred to me that quite a number of people, in order to escape the reality of who they are or the consequences of their actions, would choose to live in denial. Just a thought, you know, and Thursday, when you're calling, you don't say your name, and that's necessarily the privilege of Thursdays, is that you can say something very personal to you, no matter how crazy it is, and we will not condemn you. But you must also allow us the liberty to really look at the situation so that every man can judge himself by it. And there isn't necessarily any way that you can judge yourself by something without necessarily going through that thing, at least through thought. It's like when you watch a movie or when you read something, it's like for us to prove that you know it is that there are concepts of what you have read that your mind has reformed in a way that you understand it. So if I ask you about cancer and you've done a whole lot of reading about cancer, you wouldn't quote the book verbatim. It would not be necessary, but from your understanding you can tell me what you know about cancer. And if anybody with enough sensibility just listens to you, they know you know what you're talking about. Yeah. Welcome. So when you call, don't say your name, and from the stories of your life we bring confessions that help bring light, sensibility, correctness, and you know, the privilege of knowing what to do if ever we found ourselves in your shoes. On Nigeria Info, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Nigeria Info, welcome.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome, Confessions
Hello.
Thursday.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Joyce.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession? Do you have?
I did not call my name.
Do you have a confession?
I appreciate your show. I love your show so much. I learn a lot from your show. I'm just a young boy who's growing up to be something in the future, and I want to say thank you so much.
I have
a confession to make.
Sure. What's your confession? Go ahead.
I want to start by saying that I lived at Benue State before.
Mm-hmm.
So I was with a man, I worked with a man. So I never had money then. I was then a poor boy, but he accepted me in his house to stay with him. So I now stole his money to buy clothes. And when I bought the clothes, I told him it was a friend of mine who dashed me. But after then, I reached up to date. That happened in 2016. Up to date, I have not had peace of mind yet, and I don't know what to do. It's hard. Every day I don't know what to do.
Well, there's something you can do. You have to decide what you think you can do. You know, I think you know what to do. You just have to make a decision. You want to move on and change, or you want to go back and say you're sorry and restitute.
I want to change. I want to move on. But it's hard because I think about, like, going back to him and telling him the thing. It's just like a problem on my head.
Why is it a problem? You think it's shameful? Is that why you think it's a problem?
Yes.
You think it's shameful. That's why you think it's a problem.
Yes, I think so, because he trusts me.
So let's weigh. Let's weigh it. So there is what you think, and then there is what your conscience says. So which one do you think outweighs the other?
The one my conscience tells me.
Thank you. I told you you knew what to do. I knew you knew what to do. You know what to do. You just have to make it.
So are you advising me now to go to him and tell him? Because I know he trusts me so much. He trusts me to a point of not letting me leave the place until I forced myself out. Because I felt that I've done something wrong. But me telling him is like losing my trust.
Well, but you've lost it. You've betrayed it. He just doesn't know it yet. I mean, it's the same thing. You just are not... You're choosing to deny the truth. That's really what you're doing. I mean, you've done it. You know it. You know he's betrayed the trust, but he doesn't know it. So are you... Look, I don't think I want to tell you as much as I want you to determine what your action should be. I think that there is more power when a man can choose for himself. And I'm careful to necessarily be telling you as much as I want you to know it so that you can defend it. So that it's more yours as against what you were told to do. Do you understand? So when you think about it, which is something I do implore you to do, I think that you can, not that you must, you can go back to him and say, look, I'm sorry you trusted me, but I betrayed you. And it's because of the trust you have in me that I have come to this to you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I think that's better. God bless you, man. Thank you very much. Thank you. Otherwise, Lagos, what do you think? You know, I think that if, you know, I know it's hard. I'm not saying it's not. But if your conscience presses on you, then you must tilt towards that direction. You know, if your conscience is like, we should have done you like that. Then I think it's more that way. It's like anything anything that's always trying to say, well, let's do it like this, and you never listen. Then after a while, they stop speaking. So the problem with that is the one who is like your internal voice, when it stops, you lose a track of right and wrong. You practically become lost in this world. You could have an idea, but never have enough courage. And I believe once you lose your way, you never really have the ideas. Because, well, the ideas will come like a floating concept and you'll ignore it like you would ignore, I don't know, yesterday, because it's gone. 0700-993-993-993 01465-7190 Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday, when you call in, you don't say your name. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. If you can call back, that works. Hi, Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon.
Well, I don't know how to put it on, but I just have to let it go. My wife is listening to me right now.
Oh, God bless her.
Before I got married, I had a relationship with a lady.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't get married. It was before I met my wife.
Yeah.
During the lockdown, that lady was stranded, so she had to come to my house. I explained to my wife.
Yeah.
She started living with us during the lockdown. That was when the virus came in.
Oh.
And now, I started sleeping with her again. But I just want her to know. Instinct tells me that she knew what was going on. But
all right. So, has the lady left, or she's still in the house? Is she still in your house?
No, she left after she stayed with us for 6 months. After she left.
She left. Oh, yeah. Wow. You want to talk to your wife about it?
We still meet outside.
Okay. So what do you think you should do? I mean, what do you want to do? First of all, thank you for calling.
What I want to do is to stop that nonsense I'm doing.
I like that you think it's nonsense. So when are you going to stop?
and I have stopped. Since it has come out from my heart, it has to stop.
Can you...
I don't know.
You know, you must find the courage to tell her.
She's listening. She knows my voice.
Oh, okay.
I ask her to listen.
Oh, okay.
There's something she needs to know.
Okay. Well, thank you. This is a good one. And I know she's not going to kill you. Believe me. She's not going to kill you. I mean, and you're a better man for this.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
She's listening. I'm sorry.
Wait. Your line is breaking up. No, she needs to hear that apology. Please, just wait a second. I don't know if she's going to take it, but let's give it to her first. She can decide to throw it away, but let's... Wait. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. So go ahead with your apology.
I said, if she's listening, babe, I'm very sorry. I'm coming home. I'm going to make it up to you.
Okay. All right.
Just forgive me.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So this is only you trying to save your neck. There's no guarantee that your neck is going to be on your shoulder by 6 p.m., but the Lord is your shepherd, and I leave my peace with you.
Thank you
very much for calling. Thank you. And honestly, you know, you have no obligation to accept the apology, except you truly want to accept it. So this is not necessarily to coerce you or amtie you or box you into a corner to say, hey, because you said it on radio, if I don't forgive you now, they'll say, no, nobody is forcing you in any direction. You know, you might want to be mad at him. You might want to throw him out. You might want to forgive him. You might want to say, oh, I knew. Oh, I knew you were cheating on me. I was also cheating on you, too. How did I get into my head? You know, you're not sure, but I did the sign of the cross. Look, the Lord is your shepherd. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, ma'am.
Welcome, good afternoon. Confessions Thursday.
I want to put a mark for the second caller.
Okay.
May God bless this man that confessed to the whole world. May God bless your wife. What? The fact that your wife told you that she know all what is happening, he never do anything, and he confessed.
No, she doesn't know. He's not sure that she knows. He's suspecting that she knows. So she has to confirm that she knows or doesn't know.
He's suspecting that the wife may know.
Yeah.
Okay, now, may your wife not do anything.
What do you mean by, no, you can't take a person's power away. It's not allowed.
But whereby he has apologized, I believe that his wife will forgive him. That's what I'm saying.
Let's hope that she does. If she chooses not to...
It wasn't a hopeful. May God allow the wife to forgive him.
You're manipulating this.
Okay, mommy, concerning the first caller.
Is that mommy?
Hello?
I'm with you, yeah.
Concerning the first caller, whereby Auntie Joy have advised you, you still say, are you not telling me that I should go back? If your conscience is telling you go back. But if your conscience tells you, say, you should move on, pray to God. Pray to God with your heart and move on. But if your conscience say, let you go back. That's what I want to. That's how I will put it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. My name is Joyce. You don't say your name. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday.
So, I want to talk about that man that apologized to his wife. Now.
Okay, so I think I recognize your voice. In the name of all things, yeah, you're not going to abuse him. You're not going to condemn him. Yeah,
no.
You're not going to say anything brash or crude.
All right.
What
I want to, if the wife is listening, if I were sheep, this apology, he will have to call that lady. When he gets home, he will have to call that lady and tell her that, I don't love you. That's his girlfriend. I don't love you. I love my wife. I don't want to see you again. You know those sweet things you used to tell her? He has to say all those things to that lady so that I will be sure that, the wife will be sure that he meant what he's saying. Not coming on the radio and saying, I'm sorry. Let him call that lady on his phone and put it on loudspeaker. Let the wife.
Sometimes I think you're more reactive than thoughtful. If he didn't call the radio station to tell the story, would you be on the telephone talking about it?
No, but no. He just said he's apologizing on the radio station as if he has done the greatest thing.
No, no, no. He didn't quite. He didn't imply that. He said he will go home and try to make it up to her. So you're kind of selective with your listening.
And I know that his wife is listening. So I want the wife to let him call that lady on his phone and put it on that speaker and tell that lady that he has nothing more to do with her from now on, and she will never see her again. So that I will know that he's serious, that he has left her truly.
Ayan, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
You say, mm-hmm. That lady, huh? Oh, gosh. Sometimes I want to call her a heifer. Ah. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hey, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you.
Am I on to Joyce?
Yes, Confessions Thursday. My name is Joyce, Nigeria Info. You have about a minute and a half. You want to work with that?
Actually, I don't have a confession. I just want to say, so what happened, what that lady, the last lady just talked about now, about the man that confesses that he was having an affair outside his house. Well, the lady that just spoke is a bit too hard with her speeches. Or with her words, with where she's putting it. That's not the right way to put things. Now, one thing is this. He came on air. Nobody forced him. Nobody talked him into it. But he now made a confession. The only thing left now, which I pray for, is that the wife should find a room or a place in her heart to forgive the man. He truly is truly a man. For somebody to come on air, you know, to make such confession, shows how bitter he is or how sorry he really is in terms of what he has done. And I believe strongly that he's not going to go back to that. It doesn't really matter if you call the person or in the presence of the wife.
Exactly. Say, it doesn't mean he's going to change.
Yeah, you say, hey, I don't love you anymore. Get out. It could be a drama.
Of course.
Understand?
Absolutely. Very true.
Understand? And at the end of the whole day, he will go to his place of work. He can call the wife back and say, see, I'm working late today.
And he's with
probably
her. You're right.
Probably with the wife, the girlfriend. I'm sorry.
All right.
But he has actually, you know, spoken strictly from his heart. And
all
I
right.
believe he has forsaken
his ways. All right, thank you. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. It's 4 minutes past 1 p.m. This very beautiful. A Thursday for which I am grateful for as every other Thursday of my life. Thursday on Nigeria Info. Yes, we call this one Lords of Logic, but of course, before that, it's Confessions Thursday. So when you're calling, you do not say your name. The Confessions Hour, you don't say your name on the stories of our lives. And when you call in, feel free to tell us the dark, weird, dark, weird, unusual, mystical, stories of your life. And do us all a favor. If you hear something, I know there's a temptation to be critical, judgmental, and to condemn. You will not have that liberty at all. Thank you. I know you get it. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Welcome. What's your name? Oh, forgive me. Don't say your name. Don't ever say your name on Confessions Thursday. Thank you.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday.
Yes, thank you very much.
Turn off the volume of your radio set, handsome. Turn off your radio.
Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Is it better now?
Sounds good. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't have a confession to make, actually.
Well, that's what we're doing here.
Hello?
That's what we're doing here.
Yes. I just want to comment on the guy, the man who made the...
So before the break, I said that we'll no longer take angles to it. Just so that he can face the horror he's created.
That's fine.
Thank you.
But you guys did you've done a good job so far, hardly the issue.
Well, thank you.
That's fine. That's okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate your understanding. Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
All right, speak up for us and go ahead, okay?
What?
Speak up for us and you can go ahead. Go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Earlier last year, I got a plan for my boyfriend and he asked me to abort it.
Oh.
Then I did. Then this time I remember that I always feel guilty. That's what I want to confess.
Okay.
And then I've not been myself.
Oh, okay. So what have you done about...
I'm asking her to forgive me.
Are you still with him?
No.
Are you still with him? Are you still dating the same person?
No.
Is that a yes or no?
What?
Are you still dating the same person for whom you got pregnant?
No.
Oh, you've broken up with him? Well, I mean, I think you know what to do from here. Or are you not sure?
What?
I think you... Have you made a decision as to what to do from here? Well, lost you. Well, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info. When you call in, you don't say your name. We're glad to have you here. Hi, can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Oh, doubt it. Confessions Thursday, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Daniel.
You're not supposed to say your name.
Yeah, not that I really have a confession. I just like the news that the Olusegun just cast now.
Huh?
Bandits have been actually declared as terrorists, no longer a suspected bandit.
Well, this is Confessions Thursday. Well, thank you very much for that. Come on, Lagos, do me a favor. Let's stick to the plan, yeah? Yeah. Confessions Thursday, how are you? The volume of your radio set, thank you. Confessions Thursday, you can go ahead.
Is that Nigeria Info?
Yes, Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, welcome. Go ahead.
I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome, first-time caller. Thank you for calling. It's Confessions Thursday, so today you don't say your name. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. I understand. I just want to appreciate your show. I appreciate you guys. Since I've been trying to get through, I can't. But well, I thank God today.
Okay.
I am home. I just want to thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I enjoy your grammar.
I'm not sure how to feel about that, but thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Confessions Thursday, when you call and you don't say your name, 0700-993-993-993-0146-57190. Please don't say your name. I get tempted to ask sometimes. Hello, Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yeah.
Please go ahead. The line is in clear. I've noticed it now. Forgive me. Pardon me, your line isn't clear. I'm sorry. No, it's not.
I want to advise the man.
No, I'm sorry. I'm no longer taking advice. No, I'm sorry. I'm not taking that anymore.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I think he has to confront the horror. He understands what he has done, and a man who understands can find his way through. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. How are you? Hello, welcome, Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I want to go off on a musical break. If the lines are not going to cooperate, then we're going to have to go off on a short musical break. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Confession, turn up the volume of your radio set. Confessions Thursday.
Okay. I want to confess.
Sure, please.
Something.
Go ahead.
Having sex in my matrimonial.
With your wife, huh?
No, with my girlfriend.
Where's your wife at?
She's traveled.
So that's what you do when your wife's not around?
Sorry?
Is that what you do when your wife's not around?
No, just having one.
I mean, you have a girlfriend, I'm assuming. Yeah, but you have a girlfriend, so that's... I mean, how long have you had a girlfriend? How long have you been cheating on your wife? I think that's even the better question.
No, I wasn't cheating. It happened. So, but it's all gone now. But I've lived with it for years now.
Oh, so when did you end the relationship with the girlfriend?
I said it's one-time thing.
So I said when? How long ago is that, or has that been?
Like 3 years ago.
Oh, I see. Oh, and your wife never found out?
No, nobody knows. Even my best friend never knew. He's listening to it as I'm
speaking right now.
Nobody knows.
So is this something you think you like off seasons? I don't know what that means, but you know, it sounds like, well, maybe when you're on.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Do you cheat off seasons?
No.
So is this you repentant and sober?
Yes.
All right. Good luck, man. Be strong, and you're up against evil, and I hope you know.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I want to table some words.
Pardon? Do you have a confession?
Yes. It's not a confession. It's somebody that raped my mother daughter. So I want to put it online.
Okay. So the background is noisy, and I'm hoping it's not going to interfere.
I'm sorry. Nobody is interfering. I mean, I've bust up.
Okay. Okay.
Somebody, my sister called me to tell me that one OTP man raped my brother's daughter because she's staying with her. Hello?
I'm with you. Go ahead, please.
So she's staying with her. So she now, the day she's coming back from market, she left the home to market. So when she's coming back, the OTP guy now blocked him. Yeah, just raping in short. So I'm not telling my sister to go and report to police station. My sister go and report to police station. He's going to police station. So my sister is now scared to go there. I tell my sister, say, then tell my sister to come the next day. So she's now scared. Maybe they will lock her or anything. I said, go there. Go and know what happened so that they will know the next step to take. So
yeah.
I just want to hear any advice from you before I will go there with them.
Guy, it's your responsibility to say, defend your home, your house, everything you can do in the books, you do it. So, has she made a complaint?
Because my sister is afraid because he said that the guy is OTP guy.
What does that mean in hell? Don't mean anything.
Okay.
Take him to the authorities. Get your other brothers. Make this a family affair. It's a showdown.
Okay, human rights, Abby?
Yeah, and everybody else. Wake the community.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Well, thank you. Oh, okay. Come on. What did you think I was going to say? Forgive? Well, I think part of forgiveness is justice, so you have to get it. Otherwise, you become... One, I don't know how... I forgot to even ask how young the girl is, but I also thought about the fact that regardless of her age, if you take a person's right against their will, it's a violation of every sort in heaven and in hell. So, of course, I'm not going to tell you to... I mean, it's all to get justice and to do that. It's all to get justice and to do that. You must do what you can by the books. Oh, by the books. Oh, there's no letting it slide. He can be anything. I mean, the devil is the devil and God defeated him. What are we talking about? He can be anything. That's not the point. Hello, Confessions Thursday. Hello. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Welcome. Confession stairs. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Please, go ahead.
Josh.
Pardon?
I've been married for like 16 years now.
16? Great.
16?
Great.
And I so much trusted my wife to any length. 3 years into our marriage, I asked her, because where she normally keeps our marriage certificate, I found out that certificate wasn't there again. And I asked her, where is our marriage certificate finder? She said, she can't find it again. She doesn't know where the thing is. And I was like, why? Why did you make the thing lost? And what happened to it? You gotta put it here. Where is the thing now? She said, she don't know.
Yeah.
Now, that was 3 years into our marriage. Today, coming back from work today, now I just got home, trying to sleep a bit and wait for confession Thursday.
Mm.
My wife now called me. She had the issue with her bank account. My wife now called me this afternoon that, honestly, check Toronto, please. There is one thing that I want you to bring to the bank for me. And I said, what is it? He said, she said, our marriage certificate. And I was like, our marriage certificate.
Now, you've been asking her about...
No. Is that what?
You've been asking her about the marriage certificate.
And she said she doesn't know...
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I cannot come to the bank. And I thought of it. Okay, let me go and check this thing and find out if it's true or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I called her back. Okay, wait, let me go and look for it. Where do you keep it? She explained, she told me where it is. And I took it. And I brought it to the bank for her. As I speak now, I'm still at the bank. I've given her the stuff. She went inside the bank and not to do whatever she wants to do with
yeah.
me. I'm in my car waiting for her. And I was now thinking, how did this happen? He's the way that I've trusted for a very long time. There's nothing my wife will tell me that I will doubt. I have been thinking all day now, like since I've been here, that
yeah.
how did this thing happen? How would we go about this now? What will I tell her? What would I ask her? What would she say? Would she tell me she's been playing with me for more than 12, 13 years? I'm confused now. Like,
I understand how confusing it is, but when a person shows you who they are, you take them by their actions, not even by their words. I mean, she told you she didn't know where it is. Then I think God has brought it full circle. So now you have found where she kept it, but she never really knew where it was. At least that's what she told you. So she's shown you something, and you take it. There's nothing else to call it but what she's shown you. There's no other name for it than what she has shown you. So if you're going to even begin to move, this is where you start moving from, what she has shown you. You can't call it anything else but what it is, what you've seen. So now the question is, does she love you? Does she want the marriage? Why is she hiding the marriage certificate? Do you have property she wants to claim? Does she want to leave you? Like, there's got to be a reason why she hoarded it, kept it, hid it for... How many years ago did you ask her for it?
I asked her like 13, 14 years ago.
Oh.
And here today, she said that she's going to bring it for her, which I did.
You asked her 13 years ago and you just found it out. So for 13 years, she didn't know where it was. At least that's what she told you. She kept it away from you.
Yay.
Sign of the cross. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, look, it's... I'm going to take maybe like three opinions on that, because it's like something runs into you and it kind of first knocks you off and you lose your bearing. You're not sure if you are. I mean, you lose orientation practically, because I mean, this is your wife and you've trusted her, and you wake up one morning and it's a horror. It's I mean, you can't believe what you see, or at least what she's showing you. So I'm going to take maybe like three opinions, maybe four, but you have to keep it compact, concise, to the point. What you think he should do, you know? And you have to be logical and not evil, just logical. If he needs to run, tell him nicely, like, hi, my brother, you know, looking at the situation, I think you need to be on the run. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello, Joy.
The volume of your radio set, turn it off.
Sorry about that.
I don't know whether I want sorry as much as I want you to turn it off.
Sorry, that's a mistake.
That's a 5-second mistake.
I just wanted to contribute on this last issue now.
Oh, great. Go ahead.
For me personally, I wouldn't know in the context in which he asked for the marriage certificate.
Okay.
13 years ago. I don't know. I mean, from what the story he said, now one cannot establish that. It's possible, as at the time he asked, trying to give the lady the benefit of the doubt.
Well, that's,
at the time
that's
he
fair.
Asked, it's possible, you know, she didn't know exactly where the marriage certificate was as at then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all drop things around in our homes, and sometimes we don't even know where it is.
Okay.
And I don't also know if he asked, you know, further later on, if he sometime asked again for the document.
Mm.
But if she's now asking, I mean, telling him where the document is now and she has need for it, it's possible she found it along the line.
And he wasn't around.
Because he didn't ask anymore.
Yeah, she just kept it.
So that's the angle.
Well, that's possible.
I would rather tell him not to shouldn't take it so deep. Just ask her, I asked you about this certificate a few years ago. So how did you now find it?
Where did you find it? You didn't even tell me.
Exactly, that's for me, it's not so deep, so that's okay. Why I won't take on.
Well, thank you very much. Very, very sensible. Thank you. I do it very moderate as well. Thank you. Okay, 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Hi. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Welcome, lady.
Good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday.
First and foremost, I just want to hear one of your fans anyway.
Sorry, you're breaking up. You're a fan of the show? Sorry, you were breaking
Hello?
Up.
Hello?
Okay, I can hear you now. You are breaking up. Well, now I can. I couldn't before when you called in, it was breaking up.
Okay. For this last caller, I just want to believe for me that at that time she didn't find it.
Okay, possible.
Just like the last caller said, along the line she found it.
Uh-huh.
And probably she didn't remember, or even if she had remembered, she took it like,
it's marriage certificate is not money, so you just keep it somewhere. Yeah, that's possible.
Definitely. Yeah. Mine is kept in a far place where, but then, I'm not sure she's taking it the way she's taking it right now.
Yeah,
so my advice for him is just to ask her calmly, I asked you this, but I don't know along the line if he persistently asked her and she said no.
Maybe it was also the state of the marriage then. Sometimes there's so much tension in the marriage and the man is thinking, I should have married another wife, and then he's looking for the marriage certificate so he can tear it. And she's like, no, you're staying. We're working this out.
So just ask her calmly and let them resolve it.
He has to appear as though he's not suspicious. I think so. He has to appear so by the way, you found it.
He appears surprised, I have known you. Why would you hide something from me? As in, that's where I'm saying it. Probably they don't hide things from
each other. Yeah, so I'm saying that he has to appear surprised and, he has to come without intentions. His expression should not hold premeditated intentions. I'm suspecting you. Just ask her nicely, jokingly, kiss her. I didn't know. That sounds like a betrayal kiss there, now that I know what I know. Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
But really, that kiss would be witchcraft. It's just, I just thought, don't go with pre-notions. Don't go there thinking, this wife, I've been suspecting you. So finally, I think you should go with a clean heart, no expectations. You might not get disappointed. I think that's usually the odd. Yeah, I'm not sure about that latter part, but you might get disappointed. Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
Nigeria Info. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
My advice for that man, he should go and find something to do.
Oh, don't be rude.
He should not be putting his eyes on what is not possible to put his eyes.
Don't be rude.
Why is he so desperate?
You're not listening. Stop. Stop. Oh, come on. You're better than that. Hello, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Turn off your radio. Come on, man. Turn off your radio.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm not using radio.
Okay.
Presently, as I'm talking to you, I don't know where my own is.
If
I search very well, I'm going to see it.
Yeah.
And if my wife searched very well, she's going to see this 20 years ago.
Oh.
And if that woman had asked for it and the husband gave it to her, and she studied, probably she wanted to study it and look into it and know what is written in it. And study it and have it in the...
Dramatic. How many pages is marriage certificate? It's not one leaflet. What's she studying? Is this science?
I don't understand. All of a sudden, you say you didn't know where it is again. And at the end of the day, you brought it and gave it to the man. It's left for the man now to start reading meaning.
Relax now. Wait.
Okay.
Didn't you hear other people's opinion? You might jump and then you land on your head because you were wrong. So what about the opinions of other people, which is just ask first. Ask her without assumptions. Yeah? How about that?
Okay.
I mean, the end goal is still the same thing. It's just the manner in which you're doing it. It's still the same asking, but, you have to do it in a manner that she doesn't even see you coming. Even if, assuming you had a plan, she wouldn't see you coming.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, let's see it that way.
You see these
men. The man just judge. He knows what to do. He knows his wife very well.
Men supporting men. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
You see, I suspect her. She's probably breaking your heart and you didn't know it. Yeah. All right, so 30 more seconds and then we're off on a break. The Sunny Side, my name's Joyce. Confessions Thursday. Hang in there. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Welcome, my friends. It's good to have you there and over here. Yeah, Nigeria Info, 99.3, The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday.
I just want to talk about the last one.
Who's the last one? What did he say?
About
the certificate.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why the man would take it personal that way, because it is possible she didn't know where it was that time.
Okay.
That means maybe he thinks too much.
Don't criticize.
Him.
Don't criticize.
No,
him.
No. Okay.
You're being critical, and let me say why. He is confused. He has not concluded yet. He's confused, and his reason is, I totally trust my wife. He probably said that like 4 times. So believe me, if someone whom you totally trust pulls a fast one on you, it first of all, you know, shakes you, and okay, that's sensible.
Okay, if you keep saying I totally trust someone, yeah, I'm not trying to. Are you not reading me into it? Like, now, I'm the man, I'm the head of the house, I'm the head of the house. Who is dragging the head of the house? You keep saying...
That wasn't his point.
No, I'm just trying to say there are some things people say, they don't mean it. They are just trying to say it.
Or you think he is saying, well, I trust my wife, but he doesn't really trust his wife because now his action...
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So he can just be saying that for the world to see.
Okay, but he has a story. Hold on a second. Let's follow the pattern of the story. And I think I understand where you're coming from, but this is his story.
Okay.
I asked her 3 years into the marriage, where is it? I couldn't find it. So he probably took his mind off it. They've been together 13 plus years now, yeah? Mm-hmm. And then she calls him up suddenly and she says, hey, oh, by the way, go beneath the bed and pull off that and you find the certificate. And he's like, wait, but I asked you for this 13 years ago. So in there, there's a gap. There's something missing.
Has he asked the woman?
So that's what the callers are saying now, that he should ask her. So I think
you should go ahead and ask.
Before you criticize, because he even from his narrative, he's more confused than he is sure of what has just happened to him the last 13 years. And I think it's okay if, you know, as the other caller said, just ask your wife. You might be lucky she didn't know where it was and then found it, and you were not around, and she couldn't tell you, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah,
that's okay. Don't just complain. Just ask.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Nigeria Info. So you see, the way we handle an issue is even the problem, because the problem might just be something like that. And then the way you handle it is now the problem. Confessions Thursday. Hi. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info.
Hello,
what's your name? Welcome. Think I can do one more?
Hi, Joyce.
I'm well. Thank you. Confessions Thursday. You ready?
Yes, I am.
You're on cue, man. Go ahead.
Okay, Joyce. It's not really a confession. I just want to know what to do, because I'm in a situation right now that I don't know if somebody's taking advantage of me or, you know, I just don't know. That's why I want
to
talk
about it. All right, let's hear it. Go ahead.
I've been on a date for a while since the 90s.
Oh.
Long story short, Joyce, she got married and we moved on. You know, like the relationship did not work out. We moved on.
Okay.
And she went ahead and got married. She has 4 kids now. I left the country. So we've been friends on Facebook ever since.
Mm-hmm.
So it started by, I need money for this, I will send. $100 here, $200 here, $500 here, all the time. So, I mean, it was not a big deal, you know. I just sent a little money because...
You could. You could afford it.
Boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
We were friends.
Okay.
So, I was just trying to help out, Joyce.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
it got to a point 2 years ago because he was telling me all the time, my car broke down, my tire, my this, my that. I said, okay. I called the Toyota dealership in Lagos.
Mm.
I made a transaction with them, and then I told her to go ahead and pick up a brand new car.
Yeah.
So that was that. So just the thing is that when I hear I was married here, okay, I got divorced. While I was married, this woman was not calling me, was not asking me for money, was not doing anything. So the mistake I did was when I got divorced, you know, I called her, we talked, I said, okay, you know, vulnerable position like that.
Yeah.
I always call, you know, we talk like that.
Yeah.
So just keep asking me for money, send me money for this. So, I mean, she's married, guys, okay?
Yeah.
I said the husband is not doing well, or not doing well. I want to know, is it that the husband knows and they are both trying to take advantage of me, or I'm just... I don't know what's happening.
To be honest with you, there's only one way to find out, which is, given that your intentions towards her are clean and you really are just her friend, I think the next time you're in the country, if you're in the country, you can pay them a visit so their husband knows you. If you have enough guts, that's something I think you should do. I mean, this is the thing. The truth is that the husband might really be facing a hard time. Now, that's one possible truth. The other truth is she could just be exploiting you because you're that boyfriend that has money and you probably have more money than her husband. And you'll always give her if she asks. And I think some people will take advantage anywhere they see it. So that might also be the other issue, that she's just, you know, milking you. So it's if she's going to milk you, might as well just show your face and, you know, see the husband, like, know him. Like, hi, how are you? You know, I'm your wife's friend. And then the husband will probably...
No. There's nothing sexual. We moved on.
That's my point. For that reason, I'm thinking that you can show up and say you're a friend. And you're honest to God a friend. I mean, you're not cheating on him. No, she's not cheating on her husband with you. So you can just say you... And, you know, you can chat with a guy and you can find out his state. Because if he's really broke, then certainly you're really helping out a friend. So there's no need for you to panic, I think. But if she's exploiting you, that's also another way to know. So really, if you're going to come out of hiding, I think that's something you can do. I would. Because I don't want to not help a friend.
I think the guy knows me. So he sent me a friend request on Facebook. I blocked him because I didn't want to deal with their problem.
No. If the guy sent you this is a threesome right here, man. Show up. They're going to eat you. Actually, they should look you in the face, huh? if a husband and a wife are going to milk you, they should have enough balls to look you in the face. You know, show up and be like, you know, I'm the guy. You know, we could really make this a party, huh? So my name is John. What's your name? So what do you do? How are you? I think so. Oh, you're laughing. All right, let's hear what Lagos thinks. I really think so. Because it's either she's honestly in need and you're helping a friend, which is a good thing. So we can't change that. Or she's milking you. But you see, for us to establish that, you have to show. Like, hey, babe, where are you? You know. What are you guys doing this weekend? You and your husband, let's go out. Yeah, let's go out. They can't finish one goat, so you might as well just brace up for it. Buy some goats, buy some wine. Mm-hmm.
I can't come and die for somebody's problem.
Okay, so that's the thing. You see, I know that you shouldn't. In fact, you must not, because if all of us are down, who's going to pick us up? Yeah? But what if she's honestly a friend in need? That's the only thing I'm considering. And then people exploit people.
That is the way I see it also, because I see it as a friend in need.
Good.
You know, I mean, giving her like $100 here, $200, it's not a big deal to me. I can do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's been going on for such a long time.
It will shock you that is the money that you're giving to her that she's using to support that family. It will really shock you. That's your money that they're using to buy milk and, you know, sugar. Really. That might be the case. Yeah. The other case is, you know, you are one MAGA somewhere in America and your husband and wife have decided, you know, nah, this client, the Lord has been good. Let's milk this client. But I think if you have enough courage, your mind is clean, your hands are clean, so show up as a friend. He sent you a face request. Believe me, they've spoken about you. I don't think it's accidental that he sent you a face request. So maybe it's possible that the husband wants to be friends with all his wife's Facebook friends. You might as well just, why are you at the back? Come forward. Not sure.
No, I will not show my face.
Okay, so then if you don't show your face, are you going to stop giving her money?
I think in the past 5 months, I have not.
Okay. Your line is bad. Sorry, wait. Hold on a second. Your line's bad, Dale. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I blocked her on WhatsApp.
Oh, why? That's rude. I thought she was your friend.
She is, but you know.
She's asking too much, huh? And you're tired.
I'm tired. That's what it is. Yes.
And just tell her now, which one? But you said it wasn't a problem. You see, you two, you also have to admit it. If you're tired, you can say, look, I can't do it now.
No, James, before I called you, I've talked to close people around here and some close people in Nigeria, yeah. And they told me to, you know, stop. That's why I kind of stopped.
Okay, and it's okay if that's your choice. You see, if that's your decision, it's fine. But, you know, if you're going to block her, let her know. I mean, just have enough decency to tell her.
I don't want her to feel bad, though,
because of the thing. No, you don't want her to feel bad, but you stop giving her money. How bad does it get? You've stopped. That's bad.
It's my money.
But you don't want her to feel bad, so I think you should tell her, because she's your friend. Or what are we talking about? She's your friend. I wouldn't do that to a friend. I don't think you should treat a friend that way. It's not good. And, you know, you don't even know what she's really doing, if she's really in need or if she's milking you. And I really want you to find out. If I were you, I'm showing up. I'd be like, yo, so I'm the one. Oh, well, decide what you decide, and I hope you make the best decision.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Look, I know if I let Lagos speak on this one, most people will say, oh, that girl is eating him up. But you also have to remember that the country is hard. And there is for sure the possibility that she's exploiting him because he has money. That's for sure. Or say that's a certain possibility. Now, the other possibility is that the husband is broke and that there is no income. There's hardly any job. And the jobs, I mean, look at your inflation figures, for example. And it's in double digits. There's the value of your money. And life's really hard. So that, and then you have a friend who's kind and is willing to give, and it's unfortunate that you have to ask, but then you do. Well, there and there. So I really think he should show up. All right, wait, I'll speak to a few people, and then we segue to Lords of Logic. Look, I'm here on Thursdays for the Lords of Logic, man. Hi. Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon.
Welcome.
For this last guy. Mm. I think, I mean, he's joking, right?
What do you mean he's joking?
It's wrong of that lady. Among everybody, things are difficult. You didn't see who to go to. Now, your ex-boyfriend. He's the ex-boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
And that guy himself. Yeah, you want somebody to tell you what to do.
What do you want him to do?
The man invited you. You say you don't want to show face.
No. The man sent him a friend request on Facebook.
Mm.
And he turned it down. Okay.
Stop. The woman should go somewhere else.
Not
that
her ex-boyfriend.
That man will never be happy with this man who sends money.
We don't know that the man is not happy. He sent the ex-boyfriend a friend request. You can't speak for the man. Relax. What makes you feel the man is not at home?
He's a married woman in your husband's house.
What are you saying? The husband sent the ex-boyfriend a friend request. For all you know, the ex-boyfriend is their conversation at night.
The guy set trap for him. Come, I will eat you raw like you be.
Yeah, but that's the thing. So now he has. So hold on a second.
Nothing will happen.
Okay.
If that guy stop giving her money, nothing will happen to them. They will move on.
Well, thank you very much. Okay. All right. Thank you. Gosh. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Welcome to the show. Confessions Thursday. Can you hear me? Go ahead. Hello. Yeah, welcome. Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set. You're there?
Hello?
Yeah. Confessions Thursday.
Yeah. I actually want to speak about the first guy.
The first guy?
Yes.
Okay. Pardon?
Can I go ahead?
No. What? Bring it back. What did you say? The who?
The marriage certificate guy.
Oh yeah. The man looking for his certificate. Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. I just want to ask. The first thing is, the marriage certificate actually belongs to the woman.
Okay.
There's almost nothing a man wants to use the marriage certificate except to just look at it and give it back.
Why would she deny him the privilege of looking at it?
There are so many reasons why she would have said, it depends on what's going on in the marriage at that time.
Very true. We suggested that.
Say, oh, why do you want it? And say, okay, I don't know where I kept it.
Mm.
And she could genuinely not know where she kept it.
So
I really don't see any value in that man disturbing himself over the marriage certificate. Because there's no value. It doesn't have any value to him.
Okay.
He doesn't need it. So why is he bothering himself? Even if she says she doesn't know where it is, and now she says she knows where it is, then what? She can't use the marriage certificate to collect a property. She can't use it to marry another man. She can't use it to cheat. She can't even do anything.
Well, so, yeah, I understand you, but you also have to understand that the contention here is hardly the certificate. It is more the trust. No, I get you. I get you. It's the utility of the certificate is not the contention. The trust is the contention.
Let me tell you why it's not the trust issue. If I call my wife now and she doesn't pick, what's going to go on in my mind is that she's probably busy somewhere or she doesn't know where she's going. But if, because she didn't pick my call, I think she might be with another man. Then I don't trust that issue.
Okay, so you're also supporting the caller who's suspecting that he probably didn't even trust his wife to begin with.
Yes, so because he's making an issue out of nothing.
Okay. Well, maybe he's an overthinker, and now that you have given us this contribution,
he's placing too much value on nothing.
Okay.
He's just a marriage certificate. What's this for?
So he should just go back and make love to his wife.
And love
his wife. Buy her flowers. It's Christmas and perfume. All right, great.
Yes, why did he do something to over marriage certificate? She probably needs it to open an account or where she needs documentation for it. That's what marriage certificate is for.
Poor guy. Oh, okay. Well, thank you for helping her brother out. Hey, thank you for helping her brother out. Thank you for sure.
Right.
Thank you. One more call and loads of logic, my friends. Loads of logic. Come on now. Final caller. The volume of your radio set. The volume of your radio set. Honey. Okay, I don't even think. Final caller. The volume of your radio set.
Hi, Joyce.
Welcome, lady. Confession Thursday. Do you have a confession? You're my final caller.
No. I just wanted to react to I actually was calling for the guy with the friend.
The foreigner who helps his friend out, sure.
Yes, but I also like the last guy's opinion on the marriage certificate guy. I agree with him. Yes, but that's that.
Okay.
The marriage certificate guy, I agree with you. He should either come and, you know, meet both of them or not block her, but tell her, like, you know, I feel like you're using me for, you know, I'm like a MAGA.
Yeah, I feel like you're exploiting me.
Like, instead of blocking her.
Yeah, because how can you do that to a friend? It's so mean.
I mean, I know it's his money, as he said, but still.
What use is your money if your friend is suffering? Come on now. I mean, I get it. No, I really, but what use is your money if your friend is suffering and you just suspect them and then you block them?
Yes, I feel like if you have suspicion, as I said, his suspicion started because he was talking to Nigerians. Of course, they're going to say, they are left and right, all that. But if you do that, then say something. Say, I feel like you're using me. You don't have problems. You guys are just milking. I don't like that. You know what? I'm not going to send you money anymore.
Yeah, that's just...
We're friends, but I feel like he should say something, not just block the woman.
That's not just rude. It's actually very disrespectful of the said friendship.
Yes, because, I mean, he said they're friends, and, I mean...
How would you treat your... How does he define friendship? Because maybe that's even where we're getting this all wrong. Cause,
I think so, too. I feel it's rare that because you heard some things, you just block, like, just straight up block.
Hey, your fellow guys just told you, nana, hey, they're drinking your blood, or look where you...
Yes, and don't you want to find out if it's true from a friend?
Don't you want to find out? Yeah.
That's the part that I don't...
And I said he should invite her. What do you think about my idea? Invite her and her husband out for dinner.
I think it's perfect, but maybe he can't come anytime soon. But I would be like, you're right.
Why not? I'm showing up. If you're eating my money, look me in the face. You know, like, that's the least you can do.
And he doesn't want to see where the car is or anything like that.
I mean, if you went as far as buying your friend a car, you like her.
Yes.
Show up.
You know, I also thought that maybe there's feelings there and that's why he's like really hurt. And
then that's even worse, because if you have feelings for her and you want to respect her marriage, then what? You block her?
That's the only explanation for the straight up blocking. I mean, just blocking a friend supposedly, just no explanation of, you know what?
Yeah, the way you guys do friendship, this is your Nigerian version of friendship, man. Like, come on, man. I mean,
maybe it's our curiosity that is killing us.
It's hunger. There's no light. It's not curiosity. You guys are just poorly refined, some of you. How do you just block your friend?
I know, that's the part I didn't get.
Don't, I mean, if a stranger did it to your friend, it's almost like a little kind of betrayal. And you see, I'm also thinking that she could be drinking his blood, like properly exploiting him. But to make assumptions, it's also not necessarily the most informed action.
It's not
sophisticated, so you have to find
out. And that's what's going on. He's just going on people saying, yes, for sure, they are milking.
And it's funny because $200 is not a lot to him. I might as well just show up $200. All of you go out and eat the money. You, the wife, the husband.
I'm telling you.
Then let the man tell you, I don't have work, or we're looking for work. I mean, I think so. Because they might divorce tomorrow, and you might just be the guy of her dreams.
Well, that's where I don't know. I don't have people just block and not even want to find out. He has so many options before block. So many options before block.
Imagine, he just took the least sensible one.
You said it, but that's
trying
to be nice.
he gets my sarcasm. It's that if he decides that maybe that's the best thing to do, maybe we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
But that wasn't his decisions. His friend told him to do it, so he should be a man and do something men do, like face...
Something.
Face something,
like
son.
It's on WhatsApp. You don't need to call. Just say, you know what? I've been told you are using me. I'm not.
I have a feeling that you're exploiting me, and then she's going to say no, or she's going to say but now that your eyes is open, you can run away. We'll find somebody else to exploit.
You know, something. Say something. Not block. Gosh, I'm upset on Libya.
Are you upset because you're a woman who would like a friend who gives her money? Because sometimes that's a sentiment. It's hardly even sensible sentiment. It's just, if I were in her shoes, I would want my friend to keep giving me money.
No.
You're better than that.
I really feel like, I would just be like, you know what? I want to find out. I just want to find out. I would want to find out. This is why it's upsetting me that he just blocked her.
I can't believe I'm spending that much money and I'm not finding out. I'm finding out.
Yes. That's what I don't get.
I'll find out.
That's what I said. I think maybe we're just too curious. That's because I will want to find out. I won't just block you. I'll find out, then block you if it's necessary. But I will find out first.
So justify the blocking. Thank you, pretty.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Bye. So, foreign friend, well, look, if you decide, but I think that they're... You don't have mind, that's why. Your mind can't carry it. Because otherwise, that's something, man. You just show up. Hi. And then you will still be a good person. You're someone who's looking out for someone else, particularly people that you know. And the money is nothing to you. So, and you're not cheating. You're not violating their marriage. You're a friend. Off on a break. And when we come back, it's Lords of Logic, man. Lords of Logic, my friends. On Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, welcome. How are you? And here we go, the Lords of Logic. All right. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Okay, so... The Lords of Logic this afternoon, we're going to contemplate a strong man versus a weak man. So the concept is that, or at least the assumption is that a strong man is dangerous. So I'm asking you this afternoon on the Lords of Logic, if a strong man is dangerous, is a weak man less dangerous, or is a weak man more dangerous? So something happened when we discussed the fool versus the evil man, who was a greater threat to good. And on the first outing with that topic, it did quite appear that from the contributions, we could, make sense of the fact that quite a number of people didn't quite understand the characterization of the fool or the elements that made up the fool. And so because I was underwhelmed by the first outing, I had to then revisit the topic again, this time rephrasing or reframing the topic and asking you, who's the fool? And then when we established the fool, at least by what would appear to be a better characterization of who the fool is, we did a better job with comparing the fool against the evil man. Yeah? Okay. So today on the show, I think it's necessary that I take your mind there just so I can remind you that it's necessary that you ask yourself, who is the weak man? What are the characterizations of the weak man? And then you go ahead to compare the weak man versus the strong. So the concept, again, is that the social notion holds that strong men are dangerous. And at least, whether it's your history books or the movies that you watch or whatever, the strong man has a capacity to induce both fear and awe. So you love him for his strength or his capacity to be a strong person. And I'm not speaking money, I'm speaking every other means, whether it is your superheroes or a man with an innate ability to do something that mere mortals cannot do, or maybe a man who is so firm in character and mind that he exerts himself in a way that does quite appear that his mind is solid and something compels his mind, and that thing that forces his mind into action certainly cannot be anything but strong, or cannot be called anything else but strong. So he is the kind of man whom, because he has the capacity to fly, would not tolerate any conditions that make him crawl. He doesn't accept conditions that bring him to his knees because he is more inclined to fly. So he tilts more to that which makes him higher, better. You get the concept. Okay, so that's the context of strength I'm referring to. And so for the sake of conversation, and something I think you'll readily be aware of, would be that we're going to, at least maybe this is me giving you a clue, that the weak man we're going to judge by character. So I don't want you thinking the weak man is a man who has a fever and can't walk down the stairs, or he's so weak, he's done too much work, he has to rest. No, not that one. The man whose character, yeah. So the man whose character what? I don't want to give you ideas because I think that you might do a better job or do a terribly awkward job. So let's begin the Lords of Logic. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info. The assumption is that the strong man is dangerous. Is a weak man nice, good, less dangerous, or is a weak man more dangerous? And you have to make a case for why you think what you think. Nigeria Info. Yeah, the sunny side, my friends. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello, good afternoon to you. Sorry I lost you. Make it back. Make it right back. The Lords of Logic, how are you? Can you hear me? Turn off the volume of your radio set.
No.
Turn off your radio, lady. Turn off your radio.
Hi.
Okay. Confessions Thursday. Hello, good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Sunday.
Welcome, Sunday. Go ahead.
Yeah. You see, the strong man is only stronger because sometimes he's equipped with weapon. And sometimes he's richer than the poor man who cannot say anything. That's why the strong man is stronger. But apart from that, I don't think that the weak man could not be able to challenge him. There are so many areas.
Are you assuming that, are you going to qualify the rich man by having money?
Yes, at times. You know,
okay, so you know what?
Money.
For the sake of better debate, we're going to eliminate the concept of money. So this is not a money factor. We're going to judge the individuals on other factors besides money. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The strong man is stronger because sometimes, like I said, if someone like me, ordinary person, and then you see a man that is putting on uniform, and you are respecting that government uniform so that you will not be attacked, then he has the right to beat you up or beat me up. What can you do? There is nothing, because he's stronger than you because of that uniform or weapon that he has. That's why the weak man cannot say anything.
Okay.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah, except that it's not necessarily in sync, but I do appreciate it. So I'm going to try and see what I can simplify the context of the question, all right?
All right, thank you
very much for calling. Okay, so the man with the uniform who beat up the man without the uniform, that's an advantage. That's not necessarily strength. That's more advantage. Because sometimes the people who say that they get harassed or intimidated or physically attacked by the one in the uniform usually tend to not respond because, you know, the one who's at them is the man in uniform. So they kind of, they submit not to the physical power, but to the uniform. Really, so we're going to remove advantage because there's some people whom would say have some men in uniform who have gone at, you know, common men without the uniform or without the gun, and really the psychology is that the man who is submitting to the soldier is really just submitting to the uniform. It's not the muscle, because one on one it might not even be a win, but it's going to be a tug of war. It would be something that would stress out the guy in the uniform if we were to man match this man. It might not even be a win, and that's me saying might not be a win, but the civilian will stress the military guy to the point where I don't think the military man will come out the next day and want to get into a fight because it wasn't easy the last time, something like that. So we're eliminating advantage. We're judging individuals strictly on the composition of their character. So the characteristics of a strong person versus the characteristics of a weak person. And then we see who's more dangerous or who's nice, or who's good. But remember that the supposition by social construct is that the strong man is dangerous. So I'm asking you, is the weak man nice, good, or is he more dangerous? Nigeria Info, hello, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome, what's your name?
Just Lopaye.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, see, to me, a weak man is a coward. You understand?
Okay.
Like,
why?
You can be a bodybuilder, you have six pack, people will see you as you're strong. But deep down your character like coward. You cannot take some steps because you are scared. Maybe there are some things you are supposed to have done, but because you are scared. So, because people look at people that are, you know, bodybuilders, they think. See, you will see a short man that will bring down that bodybuilder when it comes to fight. Because there are some people, they are not scared. Those people are dangerous. Those are strong men.
Okay.
You get it? It is not about having money. You will see, he that is down fears no fall. You understand?
Okay.
So
do you think, therefore, that if the strong man is dangerous, and danger, we mean that the strong man can use his strength for the good or the bad. The weak man, is the weak man better, less dangerous, or is he more dangerous in the sense that, given your description of him being a coward, there's also a higher tendency of him to be able to incomprehensible evil?
When you say dangerous,
yeah,
are you saying to humanity?
A strong man to anybody. I mean, a caller called yesterday and spoke about raping a woman if you left a woman with him. You know,
okay.
So the strong man can use his strength for good and for bad, or for bad. Can the weak man do likewise? And would the effects of the weak man be more dangerous or more catastrophic if, say, he chose to do bad?
Okay, if the weak man decides to do bad, it won't be as the one of the strong man.
It won't be as that of the strong man.
It can never be.
All right, then. Thank you very much for calling. Well, here we go. Lords of Logic. Hi. Welcome to the show. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name? 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. So we're comparing the danger that the strong man is capable of, and that which maybe can characterize the weak man, or maybe the weak man is just good because, hey, he's weak and he probably can't do anything. After all, he's weak. So there's a twist to the concept, and I think it needs a little bit of looking at. Welcome to Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to the show. Ouch. Yeah. Come on, lady. The volume of your radio set. Hello. Hello. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. Hi.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome, lady. Go ahead. What's your name?
All right. I suppose the weak man is more dangerous.
Why is the weak man more dangerous, logically?
Because he, at a point, he might not have the willingness to make decisions instantly.
So
that could expose him to making wrong decisions that could destroy things, even much more than this. Strong man.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is that your submission? What's your name then?
Chinwe.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. 99.3 Nigeria Info. That time practically disappeared. I'm looking at a clock and I can't believe it. Hi.
Hello.
Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Yes.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Kyle, this is my name.
Go ahead.
Now, you know what the thing is this.
Pardon? What'd you say?
If someone is stronger than me physically,
yeah,
and wants to fight me, it's wisdom that will make me decide not to fight him. It's foolishness that will make me go ahead and fight him, knowing fully well that he has an advantage over me when it comes to physical strength.
Are there other forms of strength? Because you can't quite limit it to physical strength. I can be stronger than you, but I'm female. For example, I can be stronger than you, but I'm female. So certainly,
you can be stronger than me, and you're female.
Yes.
So if I know that it's wisdom that will make me take you away, from the place of advantage, place where it favors you, and take you to where I have strength.
You have to be able to compartmentalize the question. No, you're not answering the question, and I think it's because you have not thoroughly compartmentalized it. So I want you to imagine the picture of whatever is said to be a strong man, the characterization of a strong man, and what it would mean for someone to be called a weak person. And we're not speaking money or office or advantage. We're looking at the characteristics of a person. If your wife is stronger than you, what could we be referring to? And that's not muscle.
When you say a strong man, you really need to put it in context, because physical strength
I have
is not
said
the only
that was what I did at the beginning of the show. In fact, the last caller got it and she gave us her opinion, which was very clear. So I think you might need to listen to other people so you understand where they're coming from, all right?
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much for calling. So do me a favor. I think some of you get it, some of you don't, and I don't even have enough time to even repeat it like that. So we might have to, I don't know, let's finish today. Hi.
Ken, nice man. I'm glad you picked my call.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Yes, talking about your issue.
Topic, not an issue.
Talking about
topic.
Strength.
Yeah.
Strength for me, in all sincerity, I think this is something that has, I've experienced, growing up and in every part of my life as an individual. In all sincerity, you see the weak man, he is more dangerous.
Why?
He's more dangerous, and the society should feel pity for a very weak man. When I say pity, I don't even mean pity literally. Because a weak man, when we talk about strong man and a weak man, the strong man on the other side is very definite.
Okay.
He knows what he wants, he goes for it. His life is built on principles. And he has been able over time to imbibe some level of discipline, that he does, And for that, whatever action he engages himself in, he's always very precise. Very precise, very detailed, very thorough.
So you think that the weak man is more dangerous?
Pardon?
You think the weak man is more dangerous?
Yeah, the weak man is more dangerous. He's more dangerous.
Why?
And I mean, it's usually a very pathetic situation when you have to deal with someone who is weak. And when we talk about strength, it's not strength based on physical, in terms of physical strength.
I explained that.
It's more encompassing.
All right, so you think this weak man is more dangerous? Thank you very much.
Yes.
I do appreciate. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. Hi.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, lady?
Yeah, this is Chinwe.
All right, go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, lady.
Yeah. The weak men, they are more dangerous than the strong men.
Why?
The reason is that, let me take you to the village. If some people are oppressed, the strong ones, when they oppress the weak ones, they go as far as going to the native doctor to take away their life. They don't even care because they cannot fight physically. They will take it to the spiritual level to terminate the oppressed, the one that is oppressing them. Do you get me?
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Hello?
I'm with you. Go ahead, please. I'm with you. All right. Well, thank you very much. So for the sake of, I want to eliminate the shadow lines, you know, the blurred lines. So I'm removing money and advantage. So thank you. And I think you get it. So the first caller said the military man and the civilian. And in that play, the psychology is that the civilian is probably just bowing down to uniform. So we have to eliminate advantage and judge the weak or the strong by characterizing the qualities that qualify them. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Hi.
Hi.
The volume of your radio set. Thank you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, Francis. I'm there.
Go ahead.
Joyce, you know, this topic is just depending on the context one is coming from.
I gave you context.
Yeah. In the spiritual context, the weak man is dangerous.
In the physical context, is a weak man nice or good?
In the physical context, the weak man, no.
So in the spiritual context, what would you mean that the weak man is dangerous? Because if the spiritual controls the physical, how is he dangerous in the spiritual and he's weak in the physical?
Yes.
I'm asking you a question.
One can use money to intimidate the weak.
We're eliminating the argument of money so that we can have a more balanced playing field.
Now, Joyce, come in the context we are discussing now. You know, when you come in the physical strength,
I eliminated that as well. We're eliminating strength so that we can judge them by what qualifies them and all the things that make up the human being. Yeah, so that's the void. Well, thank
Joyce,
you. Yeah.
Hello, Joyce.
Go ahead.
If you look at it now, hello?
I'm with you.
Yeah, if you look at it now, in the issue going on in the North, the weak one, they are the ones causing the problem. So I can tell you that the weak man is dangerous.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome to the Lords of Logic. You would have to turn off the volume of your radio set. Welcome.
Hello.
What's your name? Good afternoon to you, lady. Turn off your radio, honey.
Name is Opeyemi.
Go ahead, lady. Baby, turn off your radio. What's that French word for sweetie?
My radio is off.
Chérie. Okay, go ahead.
All right. A weak man is dangerous to the society. I can even say weak humans are a burden to the society.
Actually, yeah, when I say man, I was referring to the context of man and woman. Yeah, go ahead.
I know. Okay, weak humans are a burden to the society. Intellectually, they are lazy in all aspects of life. Even if a strong person befriend them and you try to lift them up, they are a burden to you because they are naturally weak. They don't want to be lifted up. They can't contribute anything to the society, to their life, to the life of others. They are just burdens. If this world would have been more beautiful or perfect if you don't have weak people around us. So that is my point. Thank you.
Thank you very much. At the risk of sounding like an imperialist, you actually sounded like, you know, your slave masters. But yeah, I kind of get the argument. Can I do one more? I can. Okay. Yeah. So actually, there's actually a concept by some white guy, about removing the weak, eliminating the weak. I mean, the whole theory of natural selection is what? Come on now. The whole theory of natural selection. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. My name is Adequin Israel.
Happy to have you here.
Yeah. I feel that a strong man is someone who has a strong conviction.
Okay.
A strong man is someone that he doesn't want to change his mind. He's okay. I want to do this. But a weak man is somebody that is easily swayed by any conviction here or there. Oops. So a weak man is really a danger. Sorry.
Why is he a danger? Why is that dangerous? After all, he is weak. Why is he a danger? After all, he's weak.
Okay, because because a weak man's
it's all right, I get it.
It's actually the first time on radio. That's why.
Oh, don't be nervous. Well, thank you for calling. Don't be nervous. I'm going to to bring the topic back next week so you even have enough time to think about it, and then next week you give me an opportunity to have your hear your opinion.
Okay, but can I just...
Yeah, sure. You have a few seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I feel that a weak man doesn't have a conviction.
Mm-hmm.
He's just... okay, let's go with this, let's go with that. So if you give a weak mind a gun, that's okay, shoot, because you give him a reason that, okay, I'm going to give you food because I want to kill that person.
Yeah, so he's you give
more
him power.
Liable to do that because he's weak. He doesn't have a strong conviction. That's okay. What I think. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you very much for calling. Okay, so honestly, the conversation is... the phone lines are just busy, and it's unfortunate. Well, it's actually not unfortunate. It's just that we can't quite continue the conversation. Carla's in the studio. You know, Carla's like timekeeper mom. If it's 2 o'clock, she's 20 minutes earlier. You know, she's like that. No, like that the whole time. Okay. So this topic will make a comeback next week. So you think about it. Characterize the strong man. Characterize the rich man. Now, eliminate what can be said to be pitched as an advantage, like money, office, remove that. So look at the person. So what qualifies Joyce? What qualifies my CEO? What qualifies the MD? What qualifies your dad, your mom? Qualify the human being, all the things that make them who they are. And then that's what we're judging. Like, so rich, strong, weak. Yeah, who's more dangerous? So next week, the Lords of Logic will begin with this topic, at least. My name's Joyce.